about it, man. Think about it.
Wrap
your mind around a little bit.
Okay, but just think of this. You think about in March, you think about when it's playoff time in the NHL. What is the hottest ticket in Minnesota?
I know, because they don't understand the pro game up there. That's all I'm trying to say, see?
Okay. I mean, that might be an option as well, but I do think, I mean, you just look at how heavy the amateur Minnesota high school hockey program.
You're aware of the whole religious thing behind how people don't like pro hockey.
Which is what?
What, up in Minnesota?
Yeah.
There's a whole animal sacrifice thing that goes on. See, most Minnesotans don't go to see pro hockey because that's the time the animal sacrifice takes place. The whole children of the corn concept. There's people out. No, really, you laugh, but they're out, and they've got the various forms of poultry, and they're offering them up to the peewee hockey god. So, you know.
Way out there, man. Way out there.
Way gone.
Way gone, dude. Listen, Frank, thanks for calling us from the car phone, for crying out loud. That's going to cost $8 billion, right?
No, because it's free after 8.
Oh, all right, I heard that. Good deal. I don't have a car phone. I don't know how that stuff works.
See, it's because it's too cold up there.
Drive careful.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Bye-bye.
17 after the hour here at WCCO News Talk 830. Guy calling down there from Texas, Tim and Becker. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, Tim?
Hey, how's things going there?
I'm doing all right. I'm feeling okay. I've got a little intestinal gas right now. I don't know what it was. Something, I think it might have been the meatloaf sandwich.
Probably some of that pork you ate, huh?
I think it might have been that meatloaf album.
Yeah, there you go. Say, you ever golf at the golf course there in Becker?
No, sir.
You've never golfed up there?
Yeah.
Well, one thing you got to do there before you leave the great state of Minnesota is you got to golf at the Pebble Creek Golf Course in Becker.
Pebble Creek?
Yeah.
God, they have such nice names. Is there a Pebble Creek anywhere around there?
Absolutely not. We've got an Elk River running through. That's about as close as it gets.
Yeah, I'll go golfing up there.
Yeah, you got to try that. Say,
yeah. I hear you can get a tee time in Minnesota.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is like unlike most other states.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
See, I grew up in California. You know what you got to do to get a tee time in California?
I suppose you got
to
rob.
You have to get your name in 3 months ahead of time, and hope that some clown hasn't formed a club. See, a lot of these clowns form clubs out there. Yeah, they'll just call it the Tim from Becker Club or the Phil from Minneapolis Club, and they got 60,000 members, and they eat up all the tee times.
Well, that's always fun to go. You know, that last-minute golfing deal is that's not cool.
I like to just get out of bed, roll over there, you know, pay the tip the starter $50 and get on the course. Now, look at this. I had lines jammed up, Tim. As soon as we talked about golf, everybody died on me.
Oh,
this
yeah?
This is golf on the radio, you know.
Well, you got to like golf on the radio. You know, the WCCO doesn't want to seem to have any diversification. You know,
I know, but golf is a boring thing to talk about on the radio. Really, honest to God, it is. Every geek plays it, and nobody wants to admit it, you know.
That's cool.
Listen, Tim, I'll take your advice. Thanks for calling. All right, bye-bye. Golf's a great game, but I don't talk about it on the air because it's the geek rap of all time. Golfers, especially the 19th hole, that's when you ought to talk about golf. That's the only time you can actually stand talking about it. Playing, it's one thing. Talking about it, you got everybody out there is leaning over on the wheel. Right now, all throughout Minneapolis is this. The horns are stuck. Guy passed out right on the horn. Passed out on his horn. 19 after 11. Old cowhand from the Rio Grande. Phil Hendry at WCCO News Talk 830 with tonight's skies mostly clear. Chance of light fog, low of 32. Tomorrow, warm weather continues. Partly sunny and a high of 53. Sunday, partly cloudy. Chance of light rain and a high of 42. It's clear and 37 in the Twin Cities at WCCO News Talk 830. WCCO Radio reminds you that March is Minnesota Food Share Month. 21% of Minnesota children are at risk of hunger. Wrap that one around your pork chop. 21% of Minnesota kids are at risk of hunger. As media sponsors, WCCO Radio and WCCO TV want you to know how you can help. Make a cash or non-perishable food item donation to participating Minnesota Food Share drop sites. And so when we talk about the quality of life in Minnesota, we can remember that 21% of the kids here are hungry. So let's help them. Put some food in the little tiny bellies there. Cash or non-perishable food item donation. We demand it. We're not asking. We demand it. At a participating Minnesota Food Share drop site real soon. 22 after 11 at WCCO News Talk 830. Brad and Adina. Yes, Brad.
Yeah, how you doing, Phil? I really like your program.
Thank you very much. What's up?
You know, I heard that other guy talking about golf, and I want to make a point, and I think it's very important.
Go ahead.
I'm a little nervous.
Go ahead.
golfers are a bunch of wusses because of this very reason.
Golfers are wusses?
That's right. Why is it that when you watch a golf tournament, you got these big, bad men, and everybody's got to be quiet for them before they putt the ball? But then you go to a gymnastics competition, and you watch a 15-year-old girl, and she's on the high beam, and she could break her back, and everybody's cheering and making noise. Why is that?
Are you're saying, in other words, that all these big, rough, tough guys have to have everybody quiet while they're putting this little tiny ball, and yet these young women who are on the high beam could break their neck, and everyone's cheering? Why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. It's the nature of the sport. I guess the older men, a lot of older guys play golf, and they're more nervous. Their nerves aren't as good as a 15-year-old girl's.
That's my point exactly, Phil. I want your listeners to understand something. A little girl of 15 has got better nerves than some big guy. Think about that one on your talk program.
It's a very challenging observation, Brad. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Phil.
Brad and Adina. And it's Mike in St. Paul. Mike, you're on WCCO.
Hi, Phil. I have an explanation for why all those persons on the airplane started exercising in unison.
Yeah.
Demonic possession.
There you go.
You have the answer right in your hands.
Better that I was reading that book than doing it with them. If only I had some holy water. Holy water. Thanks, Mike. Lynn in Lakeville, you're on WCCO.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Lynn.
You're keeping me up late again.
Really?
Yeah, but I just wanted to let you know, of all the programs that you've done, the night that you were talking to the fellow who never was able to graduate because of the snow closing.
Dave from Bloomington. I remember Dave, yeah. He was a bicycle seat repairman.
I cannot hear school closings anymore without laughing about that.
I'm thinking of that guy sitting home from school.
That was the best.
You know, it's funny, around here the school closings seemed, I don't know, we only had like two big days of school closings. But when I came to work at WCCO, people said, I'll tell you, those school closings are really big. They're very important. We do a lot of them. And I was thinking, God, how many of them are there? We had banks of phones and people. I mean, and I thought, geez, imagine kids around here must miss a lot of schools. It turns out they don't.
Well, I've been a teacher for 30 years, so whenever there's school closings on, I'm just right there listening to it.
And yeah.
Just put a little bit different perspective on it.
Well, great. I'm glad you didn't lose a lot of school. Obviously, you didn't miss a lot of school.
We lost two cold days this year.
Did you? That was it? That was about what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seemed like that to me. If I had such luck as a kid, I would have, if I'd known about Minnesota what I know now, I would have moved here sooner.
It's a cool place.
It's cool, all right. As in cold, as in school closing. Okay, Lynn, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Carrie in Hudson. Hello, Carrie, you're on WCCO.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. I'm very happy that you called.
You're happy I call you?
I do. I like to listen to you.
You like to listen to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Well, what's up?
You know, let me tell you something, you know.
Yeah.
You're talking about golfing and everything, you know.
Yeah.
I think I agree with what Brad said. I think they're kind of a bunch of wusses out there.
Yeah, all these big, rough, tough guys.
I think they are.
Quiet, you can't say anything.
That's right.
You know, the guy holds up the sign, quiet, please.
Yeah.
While Biff Wiedemeyer from God knows where puts the little tiny ball into the little hole.
Yeah.
And everybody says,
yeah.
And if anybody says anything, you know, the guy's like,
I'm afraid he has to step away from the ball now, Bob, because somebody farted in the crowd, and you can't do that at a PGA.
Yeah.
Gas is not allowed.
Right. Well, I wonder what they'd do if they'd all of a sudden, you know, big million-dollar shot on the line.
Yeah.
He's in the putt, you know, and all of a sudden you'd hear that rip from the crowd.
I'd pay money.
I
just love, you know, just when the guy is up there, the guy's going,
and now Tom Weisskopf is ready to tee off here at the 15th hole. A beautiful backswing and... All right, who did that? Who did it? Who's up there? Weisskopf is very angry right now, Tom.
Yeah, that's right.
He's trying to get us composed. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness gracious.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know. And
I mean, that's exactly how it worked, too.
And meanwhile, you've got these young girls and boys who are on these high
yeah.
wire acts, and everybody's
yeah.
in the crowd going, yeah,
Come on, do the triple flip, baby. Break your neck.
And some of them have been very seriously injured.
Yeah, you think winning field goal kickers or winning guys going on the free throw line, you think it's all quiet for them?
Yeah. You know what, man?
Why?
I swear I'd love to go to a PGA event. Not that I do it because I'd get beaten within an inch of my life, but I just love once, you know, with a $50,000 putt on the line. Right?
Yeah.
When the guy goes back, I'd like to go, hey, 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 you. Just something real fast, like, and now he's about to make the putt. Hey, you. Hey, buddy, hey, you. And then just sprint for my car.
I think cardiac arrest would set it on the guy.
Just turn around and just start running for my car.
He'd be doing the Hattie act.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you think of that, Walter?
You think you're funny. You know, that there's a lot of money tied up in the PGA events of the world.
I bet you golf, too, don't you?
Yes, I do golf.
Yeah, you wear a little plaid pants and run around in the sun.
Let me tell you something.
You prude.
You.
Yeah?
You're...
You got an innie or an outie?
Oh,
yeah.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Well,
I was out there one time. Let me tell you something. $1 million deals are made on a golf course.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right. I bet you that million-dollar
deal. Like
what? Yeah. Yeah, I remember the million-dollar deal that was blown for you, Walter. Remember that?
That's right. Someone suddenly went...
You are sad.
You're sick,
sad
Walter.
Case, man.
Hey, Phil.
Jerry, yeah.
You heard from Wally. I've been trying to call him. He ain't answering his phone no more.
He's very busy over at the Hudson Bugle now.
At the Hudson Bugle.
Yeah, he's
the guy goes from a no-good hood from from Brooklyn,
right.
And he's a sports commentator for the Hudson Bugle now.
I know. I mean,
what does that say for Sid Hartman, right?
I know. He was a bum and a punk and a hood, and he's over there.
He got his nose in the spot remover.
Yeah, he's got his
nose. And now he's the guy.
He's the main man over at the Hudson Bugle.
Yeah.
So, you see, anything can happen, and most of it bad.
That's right.
Kerry, thanks.
All right.
I'll talk to you later, lad.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had to do something, but I actually have to do something. Thank you.
Phil Georges's Coles come with Kerry tonight.
How you doing, man? I'm glad you called tonight.
How you doing, Phil? Reg Young here. Listen, Phil, I got a fashion tip for everybody listening. Frank Mazzocco wears a bleeding wig.
What?
Frank Mazzocco, who calls the golfer, is a wig wearer. He's got a wig on his head. He's got a dead creature up there. Look at that thing slipping down. Do you watch the game?
Is that St. Cloud State?
Yeah, Mazzocco's got a dead animal up there.
Wow. Wow.
That's right.
Not that I watch a lot of Frank Mazzocco or the Gopher hockey team, but so that thing's fake, huh?
Oh, it's as fake as the day is long. Let me tell you something. I'd like to see these guys that are doing the hockey and all of the broadcasts. I'd like to see them just sort of break out of it, do a little fashion homework, do a little freedom is the word, fun's the word. Guy's going to put something on his head that Eva Gabor threw out last week. I think it's just a reworked Gabor number. But Mazzocco's wig has got to go. Something died, and I think it's Frank's head.
Something died, and it's on Frank's head.
That's it. That's the fashion homework. Hey, Frank, something's dead, and I think it's on your head. Word, baby, as Floyd would say.
How are things going in Phoenix with the fashion business?
Real good. Real good. A lot of good basketball, having a lot of fun down here, Phil.
All right, well, thanks, Reg. You just want to check in with that?
That's it, my fine friend. I was going to call you honey, but I guess that's for another time.
Right. Thanks for calling.
You bet you, Phil.
Reg Young. So Mazzocco's got something up on his head, and it ain't quite right. I don't know. Mike in Bloomington, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, Mike.
Do you remember when I first was introduced to you during... You're talking to Steve Warren.
Debutante ball, wasn't it?
Hello?
You were in that number...
Yeah.
Isn't that Frank Mazzocco number?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a first-timer. Do you remember when you were talking...
Low-rise bikini mesh?
No, do you remember when you were talking to Warnell about bun huggers right before Christmas?
Bun huggers. I don't know.
You know, man raised by women.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was when I was first introduced to you.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember when you talked about the Rams and how their linchpins were the Vikings.
Right.
And then...
The Vikings... Yeah, exactly.
There's one thing I got to correct you on. You said Dave from Bloomington was the guy whose school was snowed out. That was Chuck from Bloomington.
Was his name Chuck?
Yeah, I got it on tape.
I don't even remember anymore. Oh, do you? You don't happen to have it handy, do you?
The tape? Well, yeah. It's in my car.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say that...
I can't remember the guy's name.
I had
Dave,
my heart,
Chuck, what's the difference?
I had my heart broken when the North Stars left.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know my heart's been broken bigger when I found out you were going
to
leave.
Well, man, I'm sorry to hear that. We're going to be here, and we're going to do a big farewell on Saturday. We're
yeah, okay.
A big thing. You know, I'm thinking more and more that we ought to bring some studio folks, or, you know, like the audience in here, you know, and just have the rave up. Just leave a lot of pizza on the floor and stuff.
You know,
a lot of champagne, a lot of bubbly stuff all over everybody's low-mesh bikini number.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
You know what? I have kind of a suggestion / question.
Uh-huh.
Is there any way that CCO or you could make available tapes of your show? Because I'm telling you, your tapes of your show would be a bargain at any price.
I don't know, dude. I that's something for the station. They own the rights to all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't do it. They
okay.
can.
And
it would be neat to do that and give some money over to Food Share or something. Or,
absolutely.
You know, some kind of a charity. I think, you know, make it El Cheapo, like $2 for a tape of some garbage that we did. That would be fun. Just somebody'd have to go through the tapes and listen to it and pull out all the funny bits. I guess that'd take about, what, a minute?
Exactly.
And then put it on there, and there we go.
Right, one more thing, Phil.
Okay.
A lot of people say that, you know, your
uh-huh.
show is just a big joke.
Uh-huh.
But people don't realize that just because you're funny, just because you're witty, doesn't mean that...
I'm smart.
Exactly. You're incredibly intelligent. Doesn't mean that there isn't a point to it.
Are you Amish by any chance, Mike?
No, I'm not at all.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm very big in the Amish community. I just...
I was raised Catholic.
Oh, all right. Michael, I take everything you're saying to heart, and I appreciate it. I know how you feel, and like I say, we'll be around for a while. And
do you remember when Karen broke down on Tuesday night?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I was in my bed, and I woke up and just to hear that call.
And your bed was wet with tears?
Well, no. Yeah. Seriously now, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
I had a stream going down my cheeks.
I'm glad you said cheeks.
Yeah, well, no, the cheeks up high.
Okay. Well, listen, what can I say? Well, that's why I kind of wanted to put a little bit of the farewells on hold, because we still have some fun to be had here. And
I know there's a lot of fun.
But
to
I thank you. I don't know. You know, I have mixed emotions about saying something. I should have just maybe held off till Saturday night and said
it and got
out of town. But
you did the right thing.
Thank you.
You did
guys
the right
deserve
thing.
To hear it from me anyway.
But you know what? One more thing. We love you. And,
about that Mazzocco number.
Oh, Hattie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that Hattie?
No, it was somebody else. All right, thank you, Michael.
Even though it hurts, we're glad you're
leaving.
Moving up.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Even though it hurts, we're glad you're getting out of town, because we know it'll feel better when that happens. 20 for midnight. Here's Terry in Minneapolis. Terry?
No, he said you were moving up.
I know he did. I'm kidding.
And we agree with that.
Thank you.
Very much. I love hockey.
Uh-huh.
I love hockey. But what I was going to say is that figure skating was sort of...
Which do you love more, Terry, hockey or vermouth? Just, I want to know. Terry, go ahead.
I hate vermouth.
Okay.
Figure skating.
Come on, baby, let's go. Time's a wasting. We're burning daylight here. Yeah.
Figure skating is sort of a wimpy sport.
Not as wimpy as golf.
Until Tonya Harding came to bat.
All right.
Am I correct?
And bat is the key word there. She's a bat.
I know.
She's a bat girl.
I know.
All right, Terry. Thanks.
But
yes, yes.
What?
What else?
No. That's about it.
All right, thank you very much. Sandy in St. Paul. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
Say, I wanted to ask you if you knew Mike Deasy. He's coming to our church, and he kind of reminds me of you. He played backup. He's like the world's greatest guitarist.
Mike Deasy?
Deasy.
No, never.
He backed up Elvis Presley and the Beach Boys. And
he's like me, huh?
I was just kind of hoping that you could come to my church and meet this guy, because you two, I know, would hit it off, you know.
I'd like to speak. I'd love to be a speaker at your church.
Great.
Oh, really? Would you have me there?
Oh, you bet.
Really?
Oh,
oh God.
Yeah.
You know you wouldn't, wouldn't you?
I would. See, I wanted to tell you, if you do a lot of traveling, this fellow I know, he was a member of the Million Mile Club,
mm-hmm.
and he got a blood clot from not moving around enough on the flights. I guess he that blood clot went to his lung and he died. So I suppose it's just healthy to get up and move around, you know.
Gee, I'm glad you injected that, happy moment there into what was otherwise a funny story about all those people isometrics. But, yeah, all right. I'll keep that in mind, Sandy, so a blood clot doesn't go to my rear end and kill me from flying on planes.
And then also I wanted to say, do you remember Mrs. Arnold Palmer on Johnny Carson?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead. Go ahead. You tell the story.
No.
Come on.
I can't. I wouldn't be able to show my face.
Why not? You want me to tell a story, don't you? This happened on Carson. You know the story we're talking about, Jimmy?
No.
Palmer's wife is on Carson, and Carson says, is there anything you do for him before a tournament? This is a quote, and I don't want people, you know, this was on the air, all right? Because, you know, people can say, well, why did he have to say that? Well, it was on the bloody network in 1971, right?
Right.
Something really early 70s. Says, so is there anything you do for him for good luck before a tournament? She says, yeah, I kiss his balls.
And he falls off the chair.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't fall out of the chair. He had a rejoinder to it. He had a follow-up. You know what his follow-up was?
Let's see.
I'll tell you what his follow-up was.
Going up my leg!
All right, Sandy. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you later. Bye-bye. Larry, hello. You're on WCCO.
Hello?
Yes, Larry, hello.
Oh, sir.
Yes,
I'd like to leave a message for Mr. Flowers.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
You are a true American hero.
Thank you.
Oh, would you have some advice for an up-and-coming American?
Up-and-uncoming? Yes. Up-and-uncoming?
Yes, sir. Please, advice for an up...
Denise, hi, you're on WCCO. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great. First-time caller.
Well, thanks. From where, Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
All right, let's get some good calls from Wisconsin. Last Chatterhead we talked to, we had to blast him off the line, remember?
Yeah.
Guy Joe.
Oh, Kerry was on there from Hudson.
Well, Kerry's a good guy, though, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a nice voice.
Yeah, he does. He's the kind of guy that I think I should hook you up with him for, like, 5 minutes.
No, I'm married.
Like I said, just for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
just
we
get a little whiff of that high karate he wears, and you're back to your husband.
Yeah. He sounds like Stallone in Rocky.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Listen to you a lot of nights. Me and my husband, we have a paper route.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
Have you called before? Because it seems we have heard from somebody with a paper route out in Wisconsin. Might have been my kid brother.
No, I listened the other night, though. I heard a husband and wife had a paper route, and
yeah,
they'd go together.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, just dying to call a lot of nights, but we don't have a car phone, so we can't.
Well, I'm glad that you listen out there while you're delivering. Which paper are you delivering?
Pioneer Press.
Well, there it goes. There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, great. Out in Wisconsin, huh?
Yep, delivered in Hudson there.
Well, thank you, Denise. Thank you for your listening. Thanks for your... See, this is a family show. Husbands,
yep.
Wives, kids, everybody get together and listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just wanted to tell you that you're great, and we're going to miss
you. Thank you, Denise.
Love Hattie.
Yeah, fabulous. I do, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Quarter to midnight at WCCO. I'm Phil. And, you know, it's the Good Morning Show. Those guys are knuckleheads. They got Sid Hartman. They got Mark Rosen. They got all of the news, weather, sports, and traffic. Roger Erickson and Dave Lee. The Good Morning Show, it is an institution in the Twin Cities and beyond. Every morning, 5 to 9 now, followed by the Wes Mitter Show at 9 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Well, do you ever spank Phil?
Do I spank Phil?
Does Saul ever spank Phil?
Okay, what has four eyes? All right. I give up. I can't figure it out. Keith and Hudson, you're on WCCO.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm all right.
You remember what Carson's comeback was?
Yeah, I know. Makes his putter stand up.
Right.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that line out 5 minutes later. You have to know the original line, so everything's fine.
All right. Yeah.
Carson.
I guess it sounds like you and I got the same taste in reading material.
Yeah?
You ever read anything on the Green River Killer?
Yeah. Not so much that one, but a few cursory things. I got a book called The Encyclopedia of Serial Killers.
I got a great one for you, if you haven't checked it out yet.
Yeah.
It's by a guy named Robert Ressler.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever Fights Monsters.
And what is it about this Green River Killer?
Well, this guy originated the behavioral studies with the FBI Academy.
Right.
And he kind of tells his career story. It is the best book on the subject I've ever read.
On serial murdering.
Well, yeah, on how they kind of track them down and put these crimes together.
Yeah.
You might want to check it out.
What's it called again?
Whoever Fights Monsters.
Whoever Fights Monsters.
Robert Ressler.
Sounds good. Sounds
check
good.
It out.
I will.
See you later.
Thanks, man. All right, we got the serial killer calls coming in now. We're happening. Just a little relaxation reading that I do. I know, what does it say about me? My mother got me into this. She was the one going out and see all the... my mom was like, oh, we got to take the kids to see Psycho. Really? Psycho. Don in St. Paul on WCCO.
Yeah, I was wondering how it was when you broke the news to Sundown that you're moving.
Yeah, Sundown, how was that, man?
What?
How was it when I broke the news to you?
What?
When I said that I was leaving.
You leaving?
I told you that 3 days ago.
It must be all that pot smoking I did, man. I can't remember that, any part of that. You say you're leaving, huh?
Yeah. Your memory shot?
What?
Forget it, man. Well, I'm leaving, okay? How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know? You gotta go where you gotta go. It's like that song by the Mamas and the Papas. You gotta go where you wanna go, do what you wanna do. Don't let no fascist pig put you down.
That rhymes.
Thank you.
So now you know, Don.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend.
Word.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
My leg again!
And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone.
What?
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
Why am I loaded?
Just to watch him die.
I am drunk!
It's all over me!
When I hear that whistle blowing,
I hang my head and cry. Yeah!
Yeah! Word. What?
No pig talk. Why don't you do a pork talk show some night? I'd love to hear that.
I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car.
I'm drunk!
They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free.
Pig talk.
But those people keep a moving. And that's what tortures me.
There's something on my leg. Going up my leg.
That railroad train was mine. I bet I'd move it on
a little farther down the line.
Far from Folsom Prison.
Prison.
That's where I wanna
be. Jägermeister, yay!
And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
So there we were. There in Newport Beach, California, 1970, and suddenly the cop comes up to me and says, well, you're going to jail. Naturally, being that young, I didn't ask him why, and I wound up in a can for a night. And ever since then, I feel I know a little bit about what it's like, okay? I know what it's like to be behind bars there and have your mom come and pick you up. Me and Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, all of them, Carol Chessman, we're all in the same boat, baby. I wonder how Johnny Cash felt when he was in the joint there for holding up the liquor store and his mom had to come and pick him up. I'll tell you, there's nothing worse. I don't know what's worse, going to the joint or having your mom come pick you up after the judge says, now let's not have Philip doing those things again. Folks, this is the Phil Hendry Show. We appreciate your patronage. 989-9226 is the number you can call. We'll be back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. I got to go meet Jimmy Dale and some of the ne'er-do-wells. But we'll be back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock for more on News Talk 830 WCCO. Drive carefully, and Hattie, you don't drive as carefully.
Thank you for your sentiments.
I said that life.
The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Jim Erickson, who didn't like the fact that Phil was doing open phones tonight. And Jimmy is planning on going out and walking in front of a bus right after the show. The program comes to you through the good offices of WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm Hattie McLeod speaking. Remember, don't drink and drive. Except for you, Jim. A pawn and a king. Charlie Lee.